Last night we came together in one of the buildings on campus and had about 50 people there, and we literally just called, texted, sent messages on Facebook, email. We did everything that we possibly could to get the word out.
I honestly can say that I don't know people who are downright racist, but they're just scared to go into the unknown. And I think it's really great that now we have the opportunity to come together to move forward, so there isn't that fear of what's going to happen, because it is hard to make the first step. And it's a shame that it took this long, but it's exciting that it's finally happening.
Just a few weeks ago, some of the brave sorority women that are standing with us today showed us on campus how to open our hand. That a few students can enact change and can get everyone here, can get the New York Times here, can change the world. We stand here today to honor that commitment, but it needs to be a continued effort. We can no longer allow campus to close our hand. I want all of you to stand with us and continue this commitment.
So now that we have all these out-of-state students and we have this highlight of us being such a football powerhouse, it's really brought a lot of diversity into our campus, and it's also brought a lot of different ideas with how to deal with this. So now we have different approaches to this problem that has been going on.
We're meeting here at Gorgas right now, and then around 7:45, we're going to move over to Rose, and we're going to have a silent rally. So we're just simply going to stand out there as students together, silent.
Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody. I just want to say thanks again so much, each and every one of you, for coming out. We're really proud of this. We're really proud of y'all, and I'm really proud of UA. So let's have some fun. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Hey guys!
Banner!
Wait, 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 wait! Over here! Over here!
Alright, hold on.
Alright, hey guys, you guys are walking without a group behind you right now, so we need you to go over here so that the group can actually.
We're working on it. Okay. We had to get around light poles.
They told us to move.
Good morning. Thank you for joining Cortland and I here today as we take a new stand in the schoolhouse doors to clearly demonstrate that we, as a community, do not tolerate covert or institutionalized racism on our campus. I'm Yardena Wolf, a sophomore majoring in political science and a member of Alpha Omicron Pi. Although I'm not speaking on behalf of my sorority, I am speaking out as a member of the Greek community.
I have gotten a little bit of flack back from my sorority. That's to be expected, though. A lot of people are really worried about change, but I'm so proud of them for the things that they have done already, like I said. And it's really, really great to see the people who have come out to support me. It's really been amazing to see those people.
Good morning. I am Cortland Patterson, a sophomore majoring in Spanish and Religious Studies. Like Ardina, I came to UA for a college experience that would not only enrich my heart, but also my mind. But I had a different experience in Yardena. From the outside, I didn't understand the Greek system. The first time I looked at these women, all dressed in their large t-shirts with Greek letters that held no meaning to me, I was reminded of their past and assumed that they didn't like me. But I quickly learned that these women.
And I think once you had a couple girls like Melanie Gotts and other very brave girls in the sorority to come out, it helped to open up that barrier for other girls to continue to speak out, which is really what was crucial in this movement, was having sorority girls to come and speak out against this, and also fraternities and just people in the Greek system to come out.
We know that our university has a long way to go, and we are here to make a sustained commitment. So thank you all again for coming out. What's our Facebook page?
UA Stands.
Okay, we just made it this morning, but our Facebook page is UA Stands. We literally have, everything has been going into putting this together, but we'd love to keep things going for the months to come, and to make sure that this isn't just a one-time stand. It's now time for not just for us to step aside, but to step up and to make sure that we don't allow institutionalized racism, whether it be passive or explicit, on our campus. Thank you all, and have a great day.